Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Awfully good of y'all to have me and my family back to Murphy once again. I've been praying for Chris today. I know you miss him terribly today, and well, you should. But he's gone to my congregation, Cornerstone EPC in Franklin, and I have the privilege of coming here to be with you today. So we trust good things will happen over there, and we trust good things will happen here as well. So, few pieces today, and we'll lead around a common theme. But we've remarked, it's, you know, I don't know how it is here. I suspect it is over in Franklin as it is everywhere off the mountain, too. The calendar says fall, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The conditions continue to suggest summer, however, don't they? And we wonder, will it be suddenly winter, or will it be a situation where summer just seems to go on forever. It will not go on forever. Remember, before coming here, though I'm a Northeast Georgia guy, Karen and our family was 9 years in Central Arkansas, where summer truly does not play. And I would console myself, look, the earth is tilting back toward normal and eventually will fall away from the sun. The sun comes up a little early or a little later every morning. Sun goes down a little earlier every night. Eventually, it will come. Well, be that as it may, we will not be dealing with this forever. And probably sometime in February, we're going to be ready for warmer weather, aren't we? Well, you wonder sometimes what we're going to be doing forever in heaven. I think I heard Dallas Holm 30 years ago says he hopes to be fishing forever. Well, everybody hopes kind of what it might be like, but I do know one thing we'll be doing forever. We'll be praising the Lord. We'll be worshiping Him. And we might as well get some practice. We've been having some here. He deserves His rightful glory, and we need the practice and ascribing it to Him. I generally open any time I go out. Doesn't matter the theme we're going to do that given morning or afternoon or night. We'll open with majesty. Worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Worship His majesty, for from His throne unto His own, His anthem raise. So we're to exalt Him. What is the end for which we are made? Some parishioners have asked me over the years, Tommy, why am I here? Some of them have said, Tommy, why am I still here? Well, the answer is to worship Him, to glorify Him, to enjoy Him forever. Let's try that over the next 3 minutes as we listen to Majesty. Have you ever wondered at what God was doing in your life, in the life of people you care about, in the life of your church, or anything like that? Because what's going on doesn't make sense, or it's awfully painful, and you do anything like that. I heard a contemporary song recently, I think, "You are good, but this doesn't feel good." Okay. Well, introduce to you Mr. Horatio G. Spafford of Chicago. Some of you already know the story. I told you one name and you know the rest of it. But for all of us now, prosperous businessman, a Christian, who had several reverses in his life, which tells us that just because we belong to Jesus doesn't mean we're exempt from troubles in this world. He lost most of his holdings in the incident kicked off, literally, by Mrs. O'Leary's cow, the great Chicago fire of 1871. Well, he recovered, and he was a great supporter of his fellow adopted Chicagoan, D.L. Moody. And Moody was going over to the United Kingdom for evangelistic series. On unrelated business, he sent his family over by ship. The ship went down. Only one survived who cabled home, saved, alone. And you can imagine what that did to him. But he undaunted went about getting ready to go over himself to be of help to Mr. Moody and his music leader, Mr. Ira Sankey. So they came to about the spot where his ship went down, where his family went down. And the Spirit of the living God impressed upon him these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Sometimes these songs we get come out of the deepest, darkest places of the hymn writer's life, which shows us that God is working in some of those places for them, and by His grace for us too. I don't know what pain you brought to the door. Some folk are hurting so bad they didn't want to bring it to the door today because they weren't afraid they could control all that pain or whatever. Well, you can bring it here today. And if you're not, if everything is just wonderful in your life today, I need to spend time with you. And number two, just enjoy that time and just file what I'm saying here for a timely reminder for when it may come. The classical buffs among you will recognize the first few bars of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. This is Marilyn Hamm's arrangement. It will come in kind of minor, kind of dark, but it doesn't stay that way. Here's "It Is Well With My Soul." Toward the end of the month, October is Tuesday. Again, doesn't feel like it out there, but October is Tuesday. And sometimes when we get down toward the end of the month, we find there's a little more month than there are resources to meet the exigencies of the month. We'll call it a crimp in the pipeline. Well, you know, there are times when we feel like we have lack. Isn't it good to know that we have a Heavenly Father who is infinite in every sort of riches to bestow, and He gives generously unto His children, not just materially, but in other ways as well. You may come here and you may be wondering about some facet of God's will in your life. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to take this course of action or this course of action? He has wisdom from on high in ways that He can lead you. Whatever you find yourself needing from His heavenly store, He has it and to spare. You know, His word's truer than anything you read in the Sunday paper today. And His resources are more sure and extend farther than anything that we have at the bank or with the broker or anything like that. About 15, 20 years ago, there was a lady who had a friend named Mrs. Martin. And the lady was invalid. And as it would turn out, Ms. Martin would come to see her invalid friend, largely confined to her bed, but her countenance was always glorious, radiant. And Ms. Martin wondered how this could be. So she asked her one day, "How is it, well, being as you are, that you are as you are, so radiant and such?" And she says, "How can I be downcast when I know His eye is on the sparrow and I know He watches me?" Boy, that's something. That is something. But it's true. He's got His eye on you and on me. We are worth more than many sparrows, the Bible tells us. So He feeds and clothes them. He looks out for the lilies of the field, beautiful today and tomorrow, fuel in the fire. Will He not much more feed and clothe us? So I don't know if it's material stuff we need today or something not material, such as love, relationship, leadership into His will. Whatever you may find yourself needing today, our God is a faithful provider. Never forget on Mount Moriah with the ram caught in the thicket when Abraham was to offer his son Isaac. Remember what Abraham called the place, led of the Holy Spirit, Yehovah Yireh, from the Hebrew, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. So, His eye's on the sparrow and He's on you and me. And more than that, if you and I be in Christ, His eye is on us for good and to do us good. Not because we have deserved it, but just because of who He is. So, as I play His Eyes on the Sparrow, let's rest ourselves content. Maybe you find yourself like me sometimes, and it feels like the things of life are coming too fast at your soul. Many years ago, there was a video game of which I am aware. It is called Tetris. Some of you may remember it. The idea of the game is there are different colored blocks with different symbols in them, like stars and hearts and diamonds and three-leaf clovers and stuff like that. The idea is to match them up and they will disappear. Sounds great, doesn't it? There's just a problem. They keep dropping in from the sky. So there's always more to do, and eventually there's so many that the game ends. You can't clear them. They're stacked clear to the sky. And I've thought at times, my life seems to resemble that. There's just more coming than I can possibly get rid of. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you feel like you're in Holland, in the Netherlands, and maybe you see the water. Most of that land is below sea level, by the way, and you see a breach in the dike, and you go over and you put your thumb in it. Problem solved. Meanwhile, the North Sea is coming over the top. You feel like that's how things are going. Sometimes we just need protection from the things that are going on. We are not exempt from the attacks of the evil one. Neither was old Job. God said, this far and no farther, but He did say this far. And why? Well, His purposes are His own purposes. Job never got a satisfactory answer to why. What he got was a vision of God. And that's us too. You are my hiding place, the psalmist writes in Psalm 32. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. I have a friend in Northeast Mississippi who's now retired in the ministry. But many years ago, he had a young 14-year-old, wunderkind pianist, come to appear in recital. And this guy, this young pianist, had, I think, played in Israel and had been on a kibbutz and had learned this new Christian song. And so this new Christian song was getting its American debut in my friend's church. And the song is, You Are My Hiding Place. Wonderful, wonderful thing. And He has been my hiding place. There have been times, you know, I've played it celebrating in Him, and there have been times I've played it at some of the lowest points in my life and ministry. He is our hiding place. And guys, we need a hiding place sometimes. We look at one another, how you doing, man? Fine. How you doing? Fine. And to the disinterested observer, neither one of them is fine. We're socialized that everything is supposed to be well and we can handle it. Well, there's sometimes we can't, guys, but we got one who is able to handle it. And we go into Him. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe, from Psalm 20. So, He is our hiding place, guys, and we can rest ourselves in Him. the supreme good in our lives. The only reason I have anything good, the only reason that I can go out and enjoy a beautiful day and other things is because of the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's the only reason for joy and love and peace and all the rest. Sometimes we're tempted to think, boy, sure is a lot wrong in our world. And you know, I have to moderate my news intake. Too depressing. But what I should not moderate is my intake of His Word, of time with Him in prayer and His things. If that happens, the rest of it is framed. But everything is predicated upon the work of Jesus Christ, His perfect life, His active obedience, and His penal substitutionary sacrifice on the cross, His passive obedience for our sakes. We are told that whosoever believeth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are told, for God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. This is the way. And, you know, there are a lot of times, and now's one of them, where I hope I'm preaching to the choir, that everybody is safely on the ark of God's salvation. But I can't assume that. And so, I, ministering in the name of the Lord Jesus, give you this glorious opportunity that others gave me many years ago to receive Him today by faith. He who comes to Him, I will in no wise cast out. Those whom the Father has given to the Son, Jesus says, none will be able to pluck out of His hand. So life eternal, life abundant, as we trust upon the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, but revealed in these last times for our sake. I'm going to play you, as we think about these things, the old Twyla Paris song, Lamb of God. Why did I call it old? I remember when it came out. That's happening with distressing frequency lately. But it's still true. I was so lost, I should have died. But you have sent Him from your side to do all that was necessary to reconcile me to Him. That's tremendous. If you've had enough of life apart from Him, if that applies today, you don't have to do it anymore. Here's your invitation. Come to Him and be eternally glad. Here is Lamb of God. Come to the way I normally close any event I do, by asking, what should we say in response to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us all things? So, I receive Him, or I did some time back, maybe 3/4 of a century ago, I received Him. Now what? Well, now we go out and live by the leadership of His Holy Spirit, in His powerful presence, a life pleasing to Him, a life enjoying Him, a life glorifying Him. Andre Crouch got this in his song, My Tribute, subtitled, To God Be the Glory. How can I say thanks for the things You've done for me? Things so undeserved You gave to prove Your love for me. The voices of 1,000 or 1,000,000 angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And if I should gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. And the chorus, "To God be the glory," comes back once again. I don't know what's coming up for you after lunch, tomorrow morning, rest of the week, whatever. But I do know this. Having been redeemed by Him, empowered by Him, sealed by Him, we can go out there and live with humble confidence the life He's called us to. After all, our pasts are forgiven and getting farther and farther in the rearview mirror all the time. Our future is inexpressibly glorious. In view of those two facts, we can confidently, with humility, live today, knowing that He's in charge and that He's empowering and that He's reigning and that He is for us. That's tremendous. And that's enough words for me. Here's my tribute. Thanks so much for having me.